It's quite different. It's not little girls moaning about love affairs that didn't work out. From my perspective, I'm 64, so as if you're 18, you know, I don't think it'll ever happen again. You know, of course it will.
Her voice has been said to be soaked in whiskey and pain, sounding gritty, grim, and haunting. And since the 60s, those words could also describe the life of Marianne Faithfull. We'll hear live performances from her most recent album, Horses and High Heels, on today's Words and Music from Studio A. It's the legendary and infamous Marianne Faithfull. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Marianne Faithfull was 17 and convent-educated when she went to a party in 1964. There, she met the manager for the Rolling Stones, who asked her if she could sing. That same year, she released As Tears Go By, written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, and it was a hit. She married the host of that first party, John Dunbar, and gave birth to her son, but soon afterwards left Dunbar to, and this is a quote, "get a Rolling Stone as a boyfriend. I slept with three and decided the lead singer was the best bet." And although she was talented and creative, from that moment on, her personal life was an enormous part of the attention she received. Her relationship with Jagger became a notorious mainstay of the swinging London scene. She served as a muse for the Stones, inspiring such songs as You Can't Always Get What You Want, Wild Horses, and I Got the Blues. She even co-authored Sister Morphine. But by 1968, Faithfull was addicted to drugs. She miscarried a daughter, and 2 years later, she broke up with Jagger and lost custody of her son. And for the large part of the 70s, she disappeared completely, living on the streets of London, addicted to heroin, and suffering from anorexia. Friends intervened, and she began traveling the difficult road to freeing herself of addiction. With her voice permanently changed, she relaunched her career in 1979 with the punk-inspired Broken English. And then, in the late 80s, after another long rehab, she released yet another iteration of herself with the jazz and blues album Strange Weather. Since the 90s, she's been on a true upswing, with many different projects, including a tell-all autobiography, and has incredibly reinvented herself again as a woman who has gone to hell and back and can instill any song with her own brand of pain and hope. Marianne Faithfull came into Studio A to talk with me about her most recent album of covers and originals called Horses and High Heels. And we were able to squeeze in a few lucky FUV members as a small audience. We started out by playing the first song from the album called Stations.
Oh, children, this is where they come to take.
CD player quite a lot lately.
Oh, good. Yeah.
As a wonderful new album, that song, which we just played off the disc, we're going to get to a few live songs here in studio, but that song has such powerful imagery.
Oh,
the Stations.
It's fabulous. And it really, they sketch it in. It's written by Greg Dulley and Mark Lanigan, and they just sketch it very lightly. You know, they don't say much. There's not a big amount of words and explication. It's just really clever.
And on this new album, you co-wrote a bunch of tunes.
Mm.
You have always had a wonderful way with words. And we're going to talk
you.
To you about that in a moment.
Thank you.
But you've also...
I co-wrote two with Doug here.
So we've got Doug Pettibone on guitar.
We have, yeah.
And but then there's a bunch of songs that... written by others, like that one, written by Greg Dooley from the Afghan
yeah,
Whigs.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you come about material, Marianne? For lack of a better word, you know, stay current with, like, who these guys
Well, I think a
are.
Lot of it has got to do with Hal Wilner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really not particularly current, and I don't really care. When you asked me, told me I could play a song, she asked me to play one of my favourite songs, and I said, let's play Chain of Fools. So I'm not bothered, really, but Hal finds some of these wonderful things, and I do, too. I find some wonderful songs, too.
Yeah. Hal Willner produced the record.
Yeah.
You've worked with Hal several times over the years.
Yeah.
You, as I understand it, you met on the Kurt Vile tribute. Was that
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. That's when he had to come and see me, and then I got to like him, and we became collaborators, yeah.
And artistically, and this is just my observation, you and Hal Willner seem like sort of birds of a feather. Is that
I think we have quite similar taste, mm-hmm. and we both have a strong pop sensibility. So, you know, when Hal wanted to do Past, Present and Future, I wasn't really sure. But I could see that it was a very interesting idea, and we risked it. And some people like it, some people don't, but I think it's interesting.
Those are often the best songs, Marianne, the ones that some like and some don't, right?
I know, yeah.
The song Marianne Faithfull is referring to is Past, Present, and Future, which is an old hit for the Shangri-Las,
yeah.
Which some of you may remember, and you really do a dramatic reading of it on the record.
Well, I remember it. You know, I was living in Reading in 1962 or something like that, and I used to listen to it on Radio Luxembourg under the sheets, you know, and I'm sure a lot of everyone around the world was doing the same thing. It was so weird.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, of course, weird is good in my book, definitely. And now I sing it very much as, from my perspective, I'm 64, so... It's quite different. It's not little girls moaning about love affairs that didn't work out. It's quite different.
And how exact? Give us an example of how it's different, if you would.
Well, I guess I mean it more. You know, I sort of mean what I'm saying. Whereas if you're 18, how could you mean it? You know, I don't think it'll ever happen again. You know, of course it will.
Many times.
Yeah.
So that track is Past, Present, and Future on the CD, which is wonderful. We were going to do Prussian Blue.
We're going to start with.
Yeah, which is one that you co-wrote. Set this one up for us.
Well, I co-wrote this with Dave Kortz, who's one of the people I really like working with. And we write, he's not like the most brilliant guitarist in the world, but I grew up with him. He's a really old friend. And... I like the way he writes, and it's very simple, and I like that. And we started writing together with Truth, Bitter Truth, and then we wrote, I can't remember what it was called,
mm-hmm.
On Kissing Time.
That's right.
What was it called? Love, Life and Money? No. Love and Money.
Yep.
That was it. And now we've done this, and it's not much, but I kind of like them all.
Marianne Faithfull is our guest live on the radio here at WFUV.
Thanks, darling. Walking over the bridge to l'église américain, 65 Quai d'Orsay. The river Mars Valley, the sky around Les Invalides, cerulean blue and scarlet lace. Can I make it? Can I get it? Can I make it for just one day? I listen to the rain falling gray to the ground. I can hear my heart calling many hearts around. Trees the color of jade, the church and gold. Quai d'Orsay, Rose d'Orsay. I'm going upstairs, to take my place. Shadows of violet and Russian blue. Can I make it? Can I bear it? Can I make it for just one day? I'll listen to the rain falling gray to the ground. I can hear my heart calling many hearts around. Walking along, leaving the church, feeling better in my heart of hearts. Sunset chrome yellow with a touch of white, clouds of lilac and lead gray. Can I bear it? Can I stand it? Can I make it for just one day? I'll listen to the rain falling gray to the ground. I can hear my heart calling many hearts around. I listen to the rain falling gray to the ground. I can hear my heart calling many hearts around. It's a bit early in the morning to sing.
That is More Than All Right. That's Marianne Faithfull live on the radio with us here at FUV. Prussian Blue, the name of that. Horses in High Heels, the brand new record. Montreal Jazz Fest, you were just there. How was that?
It was fantastic. Really great. And I actually saw one of my favorite performers.
Who's that?
Daniel Lanois.
Oh, yes.
He was playing there with Black Dub, and it was amazing. I don't, if you know about Brian Blade.
The fantastic drummer.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's funny. I follow Daniel Lanois on Twitter.
Oh, good.
And he tweeted the other night, "Thank you, Montreal, for the hottest night of my life."
It was very
so
good.
He was loving it, too.
Yeah.
And you've worked with Daniel Lanois.
I have, yeah, on Vagabond Ways. Mm-hmm. We worked together. And with his sound engineer, too, with Mark Howard, who was there, did the sound for Daniel. It was just fantastic. And that little girl, Trixie, she was so good. And she's 23, I think.
Trixie Whitley.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I liked her very much, too. And we went to see them afterwards, didn't we, Don?
We did.
We're both great fans and friends of Daniel. Mm-hmm. And Brian Blade.
And how was your performance? Was it, I saw the reviews were great.
Yeah, yeah. My performance was wonderful. I know, sorry, I shouldn't say that, but it was. Quite honestly, wasn't it, Doug?
It's brilliant.
Yeah. And he got very good reviews too, Doug Pettibone, very good.
Horses in High Heels is the new record. I was just noticing online that you're also putting the CD out on vinyl.
Oh, yeah. And it has extra tracks on it. So what I would do, if I was you, anybody, is wait for the vinyl.
Right, and then you get it all.
Or even better, buy the CD and then buy the vinyl. But whatever you want, you know, because the vinyl is wonderful. It sounds much better. And there are two bonus tracks on it. So.
And what are those two songs?
They're gorgeous. It's one that I first heard from on Lil Band of Gold, that's C.C. Adcock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called I Don't Want to Know. It's an old New Orleans song, isn't it, Doug?
It is. I can't remember who wrote it.
Can't remember who wrote it. But it's just fabulous. And another great song. This is where Hal and I were fighting quite a bit. Uh-huh. Is should we put Past, Present and Future or Fragile Weapon? Or Past, Present and Future? I wanted to put Fragile Weapon. But Hal wanted to put Past, Present and Future. And I think in America, people really understand that much more than in Europe, that choice.
Because of the Shangri-Las and New York, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And we're all great fans. Whatever happened to Phil, you know, I'm still a big fan.
We'll let that one sit right there.
Yeah.
Marianne, you recorded...
Sorry.
No, it's quite all right. No, it's... you recorded the album in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And for any of us who have ever been to that city, I mean, you know, their music, it's like, it's in the cracks of the sidewalk. I mean, there really is musically something quite special about New Orleans,
isn't
there?
There's a special vibe, yeah. I didn't really expect that. We went there because we wanted to work with these great musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Like the drummer is Carlo Nuccio and George Porter Jr., the guy who started the Meters, if anybody remembers the Meters. Yeah, it's pretty good, you know, and that's an amazing rhythm section to have.
Fantastic.
And then we got some guests in. We got wonderful Wayne Kramer from MC5 on No Reason. And Lou Reed on, what is it?
He plays guitar in the last track.
He's on Back in Baby's Arms, too. And he's playing on The Old House, the song Frank wrote for me, Frank McGinnis, yeah.
Right. Mm. I mean, paint us a picture. You guys are in New Orleans, you're making the record, Hal's there, Doug's there, George Porter Jr.'s on bass.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like going out to dinner and then working all night.
Well,
not
with George. I would have loved to go out to dinner with him, but I don't think he goes out much. You know, he's very quiet. Whereas we had to, because we were in a hotel. I mean, it was just great. I had a lovely, lovely time as well. But really, you know, it was work, work, work. We started at 11 in the morning. We only had an hour for lunch. You know, I think food, I'm afraid, food dictates where I'm going to go and what I'm going to do.
This is what I was trying to steer our conversation toward, yes.
Well, I love New York food, you know, so here I am always. I'll jump at any chance to come to New York City. So will you. Yeah.
And, in a heartbeat.
And why not, right?
Yeah.
Marianne Faithful is with us here at 90.7 FM WFUV. Why Did We Have to Part is the first single from the record and available as a free download on your website.
Yeah.
You have once or twice over the course of your career written a good breakup song.
I have.
There are a few we can't even play on the radio.
Some of the
big ones.
I've dropped that, you know.
Yeah.
I've retired it.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, I think that's all right.
Yeah. It served its purpose.
It did.
It had a time and a place for us.
Yeah.
Why Did We Have to Part is just a wonderful, and you wrote the lyrics for this
one,
right?
I wrote the words, and I changed the tune a bit. I don't know if Laurent Voulzy was very happy with that. I think he's very controlling. And
do you guys want to play that one live for
us?
Yes,
please.
Here's Why Do We Have to Part. Marianne Faithful is our guest on FUV.
Why did we have to part, my love? Why couldn't life just stay the same? It was over and I didn't know it. Living without you feels so strange. I remember the night when we met each other. It was a very long time ago. We both have changed for the better. We are so much kinder now, I know. Why did we have to part, my love? Why couldn't life just stay the same? It was over and I didn't know it. Living without you feels so strange. Remember the night you said you loved another. I simply could not take it in. What would I do without your love? So cold and lonely it begins. Why did we have to part, my love? Why couldn't love just stay the same? Over and I didn't know it. Living without you feels so strange. We are very good friends, my love. We have passed through all the pain. But you know I'll never come back again. Why did we have to part, my love? Why couldn't life just stay the same? It was over and I didn't know it. Living without you feels so strange. Why did we have to part, my love? Why couldn't life just stay the same? It was over and I didn't know it. Living without you feels so strange.
That's Marianne Faithfull. Live in Studio A. A group of lucky members in the audience with us in here as well. Horses in High Heels is the brand new record from Marianne Faithfull. Album number 18. Do you keep track of such things?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's actually my 23rd album.
Well,
I know, we can discuss it. I'm open. What do you think?
I was maybe involved in old math. I'll trust your word on this.
Well, I don't really know because I can't do maths at all. So I'm actually talking through my hat. But I'll tell you who told me was my webmaster.
Okay.
Who's incredibly bright and brilliant. And speaks three languages and can do maths and can actually work a computer, which is even more amazing.
Well, I think we'll go with that one. I think we'll stick with the 23.
I love the 23. Yeah. It makes me sound as if I've been so busy. Which I don't really remember being. But maybe I was.
Marianne, I've seen you perform in concert many times over the years, and there were just some incredible nights here in New York, like at the Bottom Line.
Oh, that was amazing. I remember it well, yeah.
You love the stage, and you've done a bunch of theater and film work as well. Were you always that sort of performer?
I was going to be an actress. Mm-hmm. If I hadn't been discovered, my intention was to go to RADA or the Central School of Art and Drama and become an actress.
Were there other actors in your family?
No, but my mother was a dancer with Max Reinhardt in Berlin before the war. Wow. So I grew up on stories of being on tour, and it became very natural to me to think of going on tour, which has been very useful. Because if you don't resist it too much, it's much easier. It's a hard life, though. But if you say, oh, well, I'm on tour, yeah.
Where do you live now? Where do you make your home?
I live in Paris and in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a little place in Ireland.
By the coast, on the coast?
Yeah. County Waterford.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful. On the Strand. It's really beautiful. But I'm mostly in Paris, I have to say, because I'm working. And Paris is a great base for that, you know, for just to get on a plane to New York City or Montreal is much easier than in Ireland. You have to change and change and all that.
Marianne, you came to New York in the early 1980s, and that was just a crazy time here in New York. Musically, there was so much going on. Your career had just taken a huge turn.
With Broken Biscuits, wasn't it?
With Broken Biscuits, right?
I mean, yeah.
What did you find when you landed in New York in the early 80s?
A lot of fun. a lot of good clubs.
Which ones were your favorites back then? Okay.
What were they called? All those
Well,
clubs?
I remember Mud Club, Hurrah, Area. That.
Yeah, Area, I remember. I just enjoyed them all. Yeah.
Fantastic. Horses in High Heels is the new record for Marianne Faithfull. You recorded the record in New Orleans, and it just wouldn't have been right, Marianne, if you did not include a song on the album from Alan Toussaint.
I know.
So I want to play this.
Oh, good.
I want to play this one from the CD. Yes, we could. We could sit. This is—it's just such a super cool tune because you really kind of get your voice in this kind of soul place.
I think I'm better now on stage. Wayne Kramer and Doug Pettibone sort of really took me through it in rehearsal, and I've really nailed it now. But it's not bad on the record.
It's fantastic. Here's "Back in Baby's Arms" from the new Marianne Faithfull record on WFUV. Marianne Faithfull from the new album Horses and High Heels, Back in Baby's Arms. Alan Toussaint wrote that song. What a classic. Great song.
Yes. It's a beautiful song. And the words are so good. You know, it's exactly what I approve of. The right, just the lyrics for me. Yeah.
Cool, but not too sentimental.
No. But very sort of on message, you know.
Marianne Faithfull's new record is just out. It's called Horses and High Heels and has a bunch of tunes that Marianne co-wrote and a couple of very well-chosen covers. The one that's up next here live in the studio is a song written by Leslie Duncan.
Yes.
But I think Elton John has probably been unfairly often credited with writing
this
song.
I think so, yeah. But it wasn't. It was Leslie Duncan.
And what attracted you to this song?
Well, it's just so beautiful. And I mean, I love Elton, really. But I was sure, and another person who recorded it was Olivia Newton-John. I was sure there was a much sort of hipper version in there. And I thought I could do it.
I wasn't sure if we were supposed to laugh there yet for a minute. But then, yes.
It's not my fault I'm an old bat and still cool. You know?
That's right. Indeed you are, Marianne. Indeed you are. Do you guys want to play love song for us?
We'd love to.
All right.
Thank you. Words I have to say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do. Love is the opening door. Love is what we came here for. No one could offer you more. You know what I mean. Have your eyes really seen? you say it's very hard to leave behind the life we knew. But there's no other way, and now it's really up to you. Love is the key we must turn. Truth is the lesson we must learn. Freedom is the flame we must burn. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen? Opening door. Love is what we came here for. No one could offer you more. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen? Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen?
All right. Just a beautiful reading of that tune. Marian Faithful live on the radio with us here at FUV. Horses and High Heels is the title of the new record, with an album cover that does in fact feature a horse and a pair of high heels.
Nobody likes it except me.
Nobody likes the album cover?
No.
I think it's kind of cool
I
and
love
kind of
it.
Retro.
It's very kitsch and, you know.
Yeah, it's got a little like paint by numbers kind of feel.
That's exactly. And it's like a game. You know, there are seven horses in that picture.
Oh, I see.
And I
that
never
now.
Got a chance. Yeah, yeah. Do you see?
Now I Find do. Them, you yes, can play with it. I see too. But I'll trust you. That
there's
five more.
She's also very good to have something to play with. And I just was so sick of arty, moody pictures of me. You know?
The drama.
I thought, hey, and I always wanted a psychedelic cover, and I never had one. Of course, when I was in the 60s, the nearest I got was a lovely picture on Love in a Mist with Elvis Presley on the tie.
You know? Ah.
But I don't think that was really psychedelic. It was cool.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Marian, I'm curious to ask you, who are other artists that you respect, people whose career you could look at and say, yeah, they're, you know, that's a... Who do you see maybe as peers or as your sphere, your circle? Mm. Who are other artists that you say, yeah, she's
circle,
okay or
yeah.
he's okay?
I really like Emmylou Harris. Of course, she's got a very beautiful voice, which I don't, but I really like her and I like her career. I like people who move on, you know. I like people who don't stay stuck in the past and just go forward. I think that's a very healthy way to be. I mean, I know, you know, I don't think they're my peers. I think they're far greater than me. But Aretha, Billie Holiday, who's way, way ahead of me. But I thought, you know, I mean, technically she had a very difficult career. But in retrospect, it's so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I like Elton, you know. I know he's a bit silly, but I do like him.
And then I was also thinking, extending off of that, the artists that you've influenced. And there's so many artists like whose music I love. The first guy who comes to mind is Anthony and the Johnsons.
Anthony, I don't know if I've influenced Anthony. He affected Easy Come, Easy Go.
Uh-huh.
I think I've influenced Rufus Wainwright and possibly Nick Cave and possibly Polly.
PJ Harvey.
PJ Harvey, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Chan, perhaps. Chan Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's best not to claim things,
you know.
Right.
Because they might be furious.
But it's interesting to see the connections among artists,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Well,
Rufus is easy because I knew his mother very well. His mother was Kate McGarrigle. So he dropped into my lap, really, from a very early age.
You and Kate were good friends?
We were, yeah, for years. Yeah.
Wonderful. Marianne, we're going to let you play DJ now. So we'll let you play something that you want to play for everybody, something old, new, anything at all. The next pick is all yours.
Thank you. Okay, so what I'm going to play for all of you out there and those of you in here is what I call the voice of God. There are a few voices of God. One of them is Sam Cooke. We could say Billie Holiday. Hank Williams could be the voice of God. But this is Aretha Franklin singing Chain of Fools.
With our thanks to Marianne Faithfull for the visit.
Chain, chain, chain.
Chain, chain, chain.
Aretha Franklin and Chain of Fools, the guest DJ pick from Marianne Faithfull. Her most recent album, Horses and High Heels, is out now. Our session was engineered by Jeremy Rayner. Words and music from Studio A, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Visit our archives at WFUV.org to hear this program and more exclusive conversations and performances. Thanks for listening. I'm Rita Houston for WFUV in New York.